Hello, this is Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association. The United States Department of Agriculture has confirmed several instances of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy herds in part of the U.S., although at this time none have been reported in South Dakota or in beef cattle. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, is caused by the avian influenza virus and naturally spreads among wild aquatic birds worldwide, sometimes affecting mammals. First and foremost, it's important to note that the United States Department of Agriculture ensures the safety of commercial milk supply through federal animal health requirements and pasteurization. Additionally, all meat must undergo inspection before entering the food supply chain. The spread of the illness is rapidly evolving, but there are several measures that producers can take to mitigate its impact. Producers are encouraged to update their biosecurity plans, and if they don't have a biosecurity plan in place, now is the time to establish one. When working with cattle, biosecurity measures can include monitoring cattle for signs of illness, maintaining detailed records of all operational movements, taking steps to restrict wild bird access to livestock, minimizing feed left on the ground, and limiting access of cats, dogs, and pets from water sources, manure, and feed. Producers can also minimize the risk of waterborne contamination by regularly cleaning water sources and maintaining clean bedding areas. While transmission to humans is rare, producers should prioritize their own health by cleaning and disinfecting vehicles, equipment, boots, and tools often to minimize the risk of contamination, wearing gloves when handling unclean items, and practicing good hygiene by washing hands frequently, especially after handling livestock or working in areas where the virus may be present. As a fellow rancher, I understand that there are plenty of stressors that can weigh on us. However, I share this update during the Cattleman's Call for us to be aware. It's important we prioritize proactive measures and have a solid plan in place to mitigate the spread of the disease, rather than waiting to react when it may be too late. If you have any questions about highly pathogenic avian influenza, or if you're concerned about the health of your herd, I encourage you to reach out to your local veterinarian or your healthcare provider. For more information and the latest updates on the highly pathogenic avian influenza, visit USDA's website. For more information on SDCA, how to become a member, or the latest state and industry news, visit our website, sdcattleman.org, or find us on Facebook, Instagram, or X. I'm Warren Simmons reporting for the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association, and I invite you to come grow with us.